This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, the Kansas City Chiefs draft special. Character Concerns, Jay Binkley, Kristen Osero, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, it's a pleasure to be joined by the head coach of Louisville. We had him on as the head coach of Purdue when George Karloftis was drafted by the Chiefs, and of course, an outstanding career coaching at Western Kentucky as well. Coach, you've went everywhere you've gone, and you keep having draft picks going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, shoot, they're fortunate to go to such a great organization. And I know George has had a great run the last 3 years. You can't do much better than going to 3 Super Bowls. I know he's done a great job and fired up to get asked in there. I think he knows he's going to be on a tremendous team with great athletes and fantastic coaches, and he's going to bring that same type of effort and intensity, and I think he'll be a phenomenal player as well.
Yeah, we're talking about Ashton Gelati, who went to the Chiefs in the third round. The interesting thing here is he brought it up as well, the George Karloftis, that, you know, he's familiar with them, has his number and things like that. Your co-defensive coordinator was with you at Purdue. With Karloftis, Hagan was with you at Purdue, came over to Louisville with you. So you've had both these guys. What kind of comparisons do you draw between Karloftis and Gelati?
Well, I'll tell you, it's eerie similar. It really is. I know when we had Ashton here, it's like, man, we might have us another George Karloftis. And, you know, Ashton is just a guy that has a lot of similar traits. I mean, he plays relentless. He's powerful. He gives great effort. He's one of those guys off the field that you don't have to worry about anything. This guy is going to bring it every day at work. He's going to work in the off season to do everything right, just like George has. I think he could be a 10 to 15-year player. He keeps his body healthy. And I just think he's going to give such a great effort and intensity on every play he's going to do great things for the Chiefs.
One of the things that you kind of, when you do a little bit of scouting on Gelati, he doesn't quite have the arm length that a lot of teams really kind of covet there. And yet he was able to work around that and be able to be a very effective pass rusher, both on the outside and the inside. How do you think he's able to work around that length disadvantage that he has against most of these tackles?
Well, I think that's the one negative, you know, people had on him is maybe he wasn't at that 6'5 range and had that great length. But all players are built differently. And I just think that, you know, we knew with Ashton that this guy was going to be demand a lot of attention from the offense, which he did for us this past year. He still created the same amount of pressure, just not as many sacks. But he was in the backfield. He creates tremendous push just by his get off and his power and explosiveness. He's got more quickness than you think. He ran a 4.640 at that weight. So I just think he makes up for it through intensity, through talent, through work ethic. And I think anytime you can get a guy that plays that relentless, I would want him on my team for a long time.
Talking to Coach Jeff Brohm at the University of Louisville. And one thing about Ashton, too, is it's one of the Chiefs' favorite picks. I mean, their area scouts talked about him. Their director of player personnel talked about him being a football guy. We brought on Noel Williams, head coach Kevin Wilcox from Cal, and he was talking about him being the football guy, Noel Williams, getting there early and leaving. But this kind of reminds me of what Ashton could be. I don't know about you, Coach. You've had him, you coached him, but he seems like just a pure football guy. And I know there's two categories of players, as Coach Wilcox said, those that want to be a football player and those that want to learn how and why to be a football player.
Well, it's one of his greater attributes. And I think that's why, you know, when you're a coach and you're watching these guys train and work and you're like, okay, I want this guy on my team. This guy's going to bring it every week. This guy's going to do everything you ask and more. This guy's going to be a great teammate. He's going to set an example. He's going to work extremely hard in the offseason. He's never going to get a big hit. He's never going to think he's better than someone else. So that's what you're getting. And I think it's just very similar to George's Karlaftis effort and intensity and makeup when we had him. And I just think it's, you know, when you feel like you're feeling the team and you know you got a guy that will bring it every single day on every single play, Ashton's going to do it. And he's got talent. I mean, this guy has explosiveness and power, and he's played a lot of football, and I really think he'll fit in with this team.
Judging by the press conference that he had over Zoom after he got drafted by the Chiefs on Friday, he seems like he's kind of a funny guy. He seems like he's pretty lighthearted. Like, is he the same way when he's in the locker room, in the facilities?
He is. He's one of those guys that gets along with everybody. You know, he's got a good personality, not a strong one where he tries to overwhelm and overbear you, but definitely can be on the lighter side at times. But, you know, with that, I mean, this guy just works. I mean, he's one of those guys, just like you talked about earlier, he's in there all the time. He's in there. He's challenging the coaches to work harder than them. He sets a great example for his teammates, and he gets along with everybody. So when you're thinking great player, great teammate, a guy that can help elevate your team and continue to display the greatness that they have the last so many years, I think he's just a great addition.
The one thing, too, and back to George for a second, Karlaftis, Coach, I found it interesting because it almost seemed like Coach Karlaftis, to be honest with you, because he would pick his brain, Ashton did, with George, and he would tell him what he's doing right, but he would also tell him what he's doing wrong. Like, you don't hear that very often. That is some coaching going on there.
There is. I mean, those guys have been coached very well, but their makeup is just second to none. I just think nowadays when you're getting all different types of characters, hey, all the personalities are great. But when you come across, you know, two people that really dive into football and they want to do even more to be great, they want to study it, and they want to help their team win, they really don't want any extra attention. They just want to get it done. You can't have anything better. So I just think he'll add great value to that team. He's going to give you everything that you ask him more. He's going to fit in. You don't have to worry about anything. He's going to raise the level of play just because he's going to work that hard during the season and in the off season. So really happy for him and his family.
As we've talked about, you know, he's very versatile. He can kind of move all around the defensive line. Where do you think he's best lined up at? Do you think he's best lining up on the edge, lining up as a three tech? Like, where do you think he's best lined up at?
Well, I really see him similar as George. I think, when George came in, you saw him as a defensive end, but can you move him around and do some different things? Yes. And as I watch the games, obviously I don't watch them as much as you guys. I see him on the edge quite a bit. And, Ashton, I think he's very similar. Yes, can you move him inside? Sure you can. And I'm sure they'll be creative in their packages, but he can play defensive end at that size. And he does a great job with it. And I think, you know, don't let the 6'3 size that's not 6'5 confuse you. This guy can play football, and he can get in the backfield, and he does a lot of different ways. So I see him as an edge player, but, of course, any creativity and moving around, I think he'll be great at it.
Tell you what, Coach, it'd be a good picture on your desk. The half sack of George Karlaftis with the half sack of Ashton Gelade right there getting to the quarterback, both former players of yours.
Well, I'd love to have them both on my team again. I'd feel a lot more comfortable.
Hey, Coach, thank you very much for your time. Great success you've had. We loved having you on a couple years ago when they drafted George Karlaftis. Love having you on now with the same insight, getting another player from your staff.
Thank you. Thank you, and go Chiefs.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.
Much appreciated. So there you go, Jeff Brohm right there. And good stuff there, and talks about – And he was real high on George Karloftis.
Yeah,
like he came right on. And he was just glowing about Karloftis
right.
when they drafted him.
Yeah. No, he said all the right things about Karloftis. And we like the pick, too, when the Chiefs made the pick for Karloftis back in 22. So, yeah, it's always – and like I said, like – Jelani's one of those guys that initially, when you look at the measurables and whatnot, you're like, I'm not sure he's a fit for the Chiefs. But then you fire up that film and you watch him and you're like, oh, man, that's a Chiefs pass rusher right there. That's a guy that gets after it.
Well, and the fact that you said, that, you know, wide nine, he could play with three technique.
Right.
True, and so you can move him around.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because you watch him on film.
Pass rush and stereo.
That was the thing that it was so interesting watching this film. I was like, because you're like, When you start watching film on a player, you're like, okay, where the hell are they lined up? Because generally, most players are going to be lined up, unless they're like a wide receiver or tight end or something. You're going to be lined up in like the same spot generally. And with him, it was like, it was everywhere. He was lined up either side, three tech either side, lined up on edge either side. It was really funny to watch because it was like, it's like, I'd have to rewind the play because the guy who I thought was him wasn't him. And I had to go back and watch it from the start of the snap there because he's moved all around the line when he was playing in these games. So it was really interesting. And it actually got me excited because it's like, okay, he might be a really good fit for what the Chiefs are looking for.
Again, this team finished second in sacks for two straight years. Last year wasn't the case.
No.
Omar Norman Ladd, who they drafted, led the NCAA in pass rush efficiency.
Yeah.
Nobody had more hurries than Ashton Jelate out of Louisville. We talked to his coach.
That was the most
hurries than anybody.
And that was the big thing that you could tell that the Chiefs were looking for.
So they got the guy that led the NCAA in interceptions, right. Led in hurries, and highest pressure rate, three of the guys they got.
They want guys who generate pressure up front. And that, to me, was just – it was very obvious. It's like, okay, Omar Norman Lott, you're not going to get very much better than this guy who had a almost 20% pass rush win rate. You're not going to get much better than Jelati, who was constantly generating pressure from inside and outside.
Number one in hurries.
And it's just like that right there is what you're looking for on your defensive line there, is get guys who know how to push the line back and make quarterbacks uncomfortable. And then on the back end, hey, let's go get corners that can make plays on the ball, who have length, who have size, who can come up and make tackles. Like it's really good drafting, I think.
Well, we were expecting Coach Brohm at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
but we'll clearly
got him an hour earlier.
That phone call, anytime the coach calls in, we'll talk to him. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. It's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. If you need comments or questions about the Chiefs draft class, we'll get to that. But coming up next, we'll do something I was going to do there before the coach called, but clearly we'll take the call before anything, what these area scouts for the Chiefs are saying about their day three picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Sonocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. Yes, also home when the Kansas City Royals' Josh Vernier takes over at noon.
Brought to you by Salvation Army's Down for the Challenge. Register today to rappel down GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium on May 22nd at downforthechallengekc.com.
Good stuff from Coach Jeff Brohm, the head coach of Louisville. And he was also the head coach for George Karloftis when he was at Purdue before he took the job at Louisville. He was kind enough to join us and talk about Ashton Jalate, the third-round pick for the Chiefs, the edge rusher, and can play in the inside as well. Very similar athletes to George Karloftis, in his opinion.
Oh,
he's coached both of them, so he would
know. He definitely the way you watch him, it's like he's got that high motor like Karloftis does. And that was like one of the things I thought, like, what was one of the reasons why I wanted Karloftis so bad but I didn't think the Chiefs were going to get him, because that motor is something a lot of teams covet. But yeah, getting Jalate, like, he's kind of the same thing. So it makes a lot of sense why they would want someone like that.
Yeah, and we played the audio yesterday of Brad Wade talking about the day two picks, the Chiefs personnel director. Yesterday is always fun because it's the area scouts. The area scouts talk about the day three players. Then, of course, you'll have the Brett Veach, the Andy Reid type wrap up of their draft class. But I always like the area scouts because they're the ones that sit there and watch these guys intently, going to the school, finding out about them, doing everything. So Lamb, Howard, and Castillo, no, it's not a law firm, it's the area scouts for the Chiefs that scouted the players selected yesterday. They started off talking here about Jalen Royals and what they saw from him and why the Chiefs took him.
So the greatest mom in the world.
He's got a lot of play after the catch. Just what did you see from that aspect of his game?
No, I think you nailed it. Just his versatility both inside and outside, and then the rack ability stands out. And that was throughout his 3 years at Utah State. And then he can separate with the short route. He can separate with the intermediate route tree too. So he's got a ton of versatility.
How surprised were you that he was still available at this pick?
You know, all the boards are going to be different. We're just happy that he was available for us because he can make an impact immediately.
You talk about some of that impact there. He does have some returner experience at Utah State. How much does that play a role in to where you selected him?
Oh, 100%. Like, around this round, they have to have some type of special teams value. And for Jalen, he does have the return ability, especially with the new kickoff return rules. He can definitely help us in that aspect, and he'll be competing for that.
What's your understanding of just his health right now?
He's healthy. Okay. Yeah, he's 100% healthy. Yeah.
From your conversations with him, what stood out about him that you said, all right, this is the guy who really needs to be a Chief?
You know, he's just from our interactions at the Senior Bowl, like, he is so coachable, and he really loves football, and he wants to get better. And you saw that throughout his whole path, Georgia military to Utah State. Each and every single year, he improved a ton, and he'll do that here.
With Andy wanting these skill guys to just be all over the place, so just how much did the football IQ come into play in terms of inside, outside, being able to go anywhere?
Huge, especially in this offense. And I will say Utah State was maybe a little bit of a simpler offense. And based upon our interactions, like, he had the necessary IQ, he's smart, and like I said, he's extremely coachable, and he's willing to learn, which is huge in learning our offense.
Great. You keep saying coachable. Can you give me an example? What do you see from him that makes him coachable?
Well, even like when I go out there and practice, just looking at the position coach eye to eye, then implementing the instructions given during that practice exposure. And that's kind of, whenever we go to these practice exposures, we look for that stuff. We look for, how are you implementing this stuff? How are you implementing the advice that the coaches are giving you? And then when you talk to your sources at the school, they do the same thing. Do you ask them those type of questions? How does he do applying the feedback, applying the constructive criticism? And it was all plus from him.
How frequently were you able to see him? Obviously, you told us they didn't have a ton of prospects.
No, listen, I was in there two or three times this fall. Okay. And then we saw him at the Senior Bowl, the Combine. So we had a lot of touch points, a lot of data points. And we have really good connections at Utah State. So we saw him a bunch.
You see any similarities in his skill set to Rashee Rice at all?
You know what? Jalen's his own guy. I don't think it's fair to put any type of expectation on him. When it comes to he does have the rack ability, so I can see why you would make that comparison. But he is his own player. He's special in that way.
We see the stats with the Yak, but is it going over guys, going around guys? Like, what's sort of his style, the way he's able to
jump? I mean, over guys, through guys, around guys. Like, that's the beauty about this player. It's just a pure versatility. He can, you know, beat a guy off press coverage against a slant. He can run right by you. And when the ball's in his hands, he can run right through you.
Were you also the scout for Williams in the third round?
Yes, I was. Yes, absolutely. What do you guys have on Noel?
Just break him down for us. What'd you like?
The first thing that stood out was just from a person standpoint, this guy is uber competitive, and he loves football. And then as far as the player is concerned, and I think Bradway hit on it yesterday, was the versatility and the tackling. And tackling, as Brad was, it's huge in our, like, Spags loves good tacklers, and he fits that mold perfectly.
Going back to Jalen, how do you feel, what kind of position do you project him? Is he an XZ slot or a guy you can move around?
We can move him around, you know, because he's intelligent, and he did that at Utah State too, so I imagine us using him the same way.
Yeah, so I guess we moved up to 156 here for Jeffrey Bassa. He's a true senior from Oregon. Honestly, we were a little surprised to see this guy available in the fifth round. This kid's an awesome kid. He's a very good football player. This was a core culture guy for Oregon, started there multiple years. Obviously, this is a really good program. They've been putting out players, you know, throughout this draft and in past years. This kid was very productive for them. He's very athletic. This is a guy that we've had our eye on a little bit through the process. We've been covering him multiple years. He was a very good player in prior years, so a player that we had been covering as an underclassman in case he would have declared. So we have multiple years of exposure with this player. And, I mean, he's about as consistent and dependable as they come. He's athletic. You see him make plays from sideline to sideline. I mean, even during, you know, when they broadcast our pick, you see the highlight of him taking a pick six back in the prior year against Texas Tech. Like, this guy's made a lot of plays in the pass and run game. And we saw him at the Senior Bowl. He was productive in that game as well. I mean, this kid's been pretty steady throughout. So it's a lot of credit to Coach Lanning and the way they run that program there, and how he shows up against good competition. And then this is a guy that we're just really excited to get in the fold here. I mean, this is our type of player.
It looked like he had an early transition from safety. I guess how much can that help in the coverage?
Absolutely. I mean, this kid came there. I mean, it's part of his story. Like, this guy comes there. He was a high school receiver and DB. Comes there as a true freshman in an Oregon program that, I mean, you guys see. I mean, this team's on primetime every Saturday. And somehow works his way into the rotation despite moving to linebacker, like, during training camp into September of his freshman season. So, and that's a linebacker room that had multiple NFL prospects in there. So for this kid to work his way into that rotation as a true freshman just talks about his confidence, his athleticism, his ability to handle transition. And so not just to the coverage part, just to the overall kid. Like, that tells you the type of guy we're getting here and why we would feel comfortable with him transitioning here and being able to handle our load. And there's a mental aspect to that coverage part too. Like, this is a very smart player. They talk about that there. I mean, that defense that they run, it was pretty complex. There's a lot of multiples that they're responsible for. And this kid had some of that on his plate. So when it comes to the coverage aspect and what Coach Spagnuolo does, and we know how intense that is, I mean, this kid will be able to handle that. And he'll be able to do that part mentally and athletically.
I know you have a veteran linebacking group, but it sounds like what you're saying is that you expect if you guys need him, his readiness to play is, you feel pretty comfortable about that part of it?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't really get into necessarily, like, you know, the playtime specifics or anything like that. But right.
How ready when he walks in the door?
Yeah, he's ready day one. This guy's going to play good football for you. We're pretty shocked that he's available at this point in the draft. Like, this is a very good player. But the exciting thing about it, too, though, is, I mean, we have a standard in that room coming from Nick Bolton. What you see, you know, Drew Tranquil, how he transitioned here, how he adjusted here, and all the other guys in that room. I mean, that room is full of smart, tough, athletic players. I mean, Leo Chenal, you remember his testing metrics coming out and how he can move at that size. Like, that room's full of it. This kid just fits right in there. It's not necessarily anything different. I would say it's more so just doubling down on good, athletic, smart, tough, dependable football players. And our linebacker room is full of those guys.
What do you see just from him on special teams?
Yeah, I mean, he can run, he can tackle. It shouldn't be any issue on special teams. He would fit right in there as well. He has played pretty consistently his whole career at Oregon, so it's not like this is one of those guys who, oh, early on you saw him flash on special teams and then he came on later. I mean, he played as a freshman. So I don't know if it's necessarily, oh, you know, we dug this guy out on special teams before and then you project it to the league. It's more so just he's a good football player, whether special teams or defense, and so he should be able to do that for us as well.
How valuable is it that he did a green dot at Oregon for a little bit, and how can that translate, you know, having a green dot like Nick Bolton here, how can that translate with the lessons learned in the game?
Right. I mean, I would say it's pretty valuable. It's a little different at the college level right now because so many colleges run tempo, and they usually don't have as much time. Like, lots of times the green dot is more just they just need someone to be able to run things, but lots of times they're still getting sideline signals and going in. But the point is, it just tells you that he has the mental capacity. Like, the fact that the coaching staff trusts him, especially at a program like Oregon, we know he has the capacity. So it doesn't mean that he necessarily, okay, would be the green dot here day one, but the point is, you know, the kid has the capacity for our system, which is a demanding system, and it's not everyone that can handle it. So we're confident, given what they do at Oregon, the way they run the program there, and then that he had that additional responsibility, that at a baseline, this guy can handle what we're going to ask, and then hopefully grow from there.
He played a lot of middle linebacker at Oregon. How do you envision him here? Is he more of a middle guy, or is he also has flexibility to play outside?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would just go down to what our coaches are comfortable with. Like, Coach Daly is very familiar with this player, has an idea of what the guy's skill set is. Obviously, Coach Spagnuolo does as well. But, I mean, it's funny, just literally we were just in the cafeteria eating with Coach Daly, talking about this guy, like how we were surprised he was still available, and then 10 minutes later, we're picking him. So, I mean, this is a guy that they know what we can do with him. I don't think it's, you know, into the specifics of, oh, is he this type of linebacker, that type of linebacker. He's a good linebacker, and we'll figure out where he fits.
You kind of described exactly why you felt like you had to trade up. I just was wondering if you could describe the moment of the final decision. Let's go and get him.
Just excitement. We're excited to get good football players here. That's the moment. We're excited to get good football players here.
Jason, what is it about Rashard that stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, he's an explosive athlete. You see the quickness. You see his speed. I mean, running a 4.3. So, I mean, just his overall athleticism and the dynamic ability he brings playing, you know, being a former receiver, playing running back for the first time. This guy, I mean, you get the ball in his hands, he makes big plays happen. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
Not to put a lot of pressure on the kid or anything, but you mentioned the change. You know, he's similar size, seemed like a similar skill set to Tyreek.
I guess, you know, size-wise maybe so. But, yeah, I mean, he's a fast, explosive player, like I said. And, you know, you get the ball in his hands, he can make a lot of big plays in space, so.
Feel good? Oh, there you go, Jesse.
I just wanted to trade up to get him, kind of what went into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see a guy like that that's still out there, and, I mean, you know how Brett is with stuff. He sees a guy he really wants, and it was kind of a whole collaboration. A lot of the coaches, you know, knowing what he can bring to the offense and seeing him out there, you just got to go get your guy. So that's kind of what we did right there.
NFL's a different animal, but where's his pass pro at right now?
Yeah, I mean, no, he's a tough kid. You know, he'll sit in there, and he's not afraid. That's another thing you'll see with him. You know, for being, you know, maybe a little bit of a smaller guy, he's not afraid of contact. He's a tough kid. So, I mean, especially once he gets in, you know, coaches here all get him right and everything, so I don't think that's going to be a problem at all.
Did you guys have eyes on him when he was a receiver? At Miami?
Yeah, I mean, a guy like that, like I said, you know, guys that are that explosive, that fast, you know, whether or not you're scouting them for this class or just, you know, watching tape, guys like that always kind of stand out. So you go back, you watch tape, you know, when he's playing receiver in Miami. And, yeah, just kind of the whole thing, that, you know, the whole work that he has on the field all goes into it for sure.
Fits in with this running back room.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he'll bring, you know, speed to the room. You know, he's kind of his own type of player, but he'll definitely fit in, you know, bringing his own dynamic athletic ability and just kind of like his quickness, explosiveness, like I keep going back to. So definitely bringing some good stuff to the room for sure.
What about special teams? What kind of attributes could he contribute to special teams?
Yeah, so that's another thing that's probably, you know, a thing with him that kind of makes him stand out is his ability to, as a kick returner, he's been pretty productive doing that. So I know coaches here are pretty excited to see him in that role as well.
You mentioned, you know, Brett wanted to get him being an SMU kid. How much did Clark want to get him, go up and get him too?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's kind of like a cherry on top a lot of times, you know, having that, you know, pony up with him and everything, you know. So, yeah, it's fun getting SMU guys for sure.
Did you think there was a chance that a guy like Brashard would be available in the seventh, or was there any thoughts about trying to maybe move up to get him earlier?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I guess maybe not knowing, you know, that he's still there is kind of a shock. So that kind of gives you a little more motivation to go up and get him. So, yeah, just that very fortunate that we got him where we did.
What was the kind of satisfaction in the room at the end of the draft that, you know, Brett, last week with us, laid out, you know, five needs that you guys had between O-line, D-line, you know, corner, receiver, running back, and you'd nail all of them?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you go into the draft with needs and you address them all, and then you can always, you know, just get, you know, other pieces in there as well to kind of fill some other roles or, you know, just bring different abilities and different aspects that maybe you weren't necessarily needing. But, you know, whenever you bring in there, it's always a good thing to have as well.
Started by railway postal workers in 1937.
So there you go. There's the Chiefs area scouts, Jason Lamb, Jonathan Howard, Greg Castillo, put together by Chiefs.com on the day three draft selections for the Kansas City Chiefs. As they hit all the spots that they wanted to hit, we'll react to what the scouts said about those prospects that were selected on day three. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan. Jay Binkley, Chris Sudenocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation. We just heard from the Chiefs area scouts.
Brought to you by J&M Displays. Apply now to shoot off large-scale fireworks displays at jandmdisplays.com.
Good stuff from the area scouts. I kind of enjoy hearing from them.
I know that,
it's front office, but they've been out there seeing them personally.
This is like really nerdy stuff that we just played last segment, but I love listening to
that. It's a draft special.
Yeah. So and that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, imagine.
We can get away with this.
Imagine if you're like a casual football fan and you're talking like, what is this?
Not 11:30 in the
hearing
afternoon.
Hearing these guys just talk, like the scouts talk about the traits of these players they just took. Like,
it's your Sunday morning cup of football.
Yeah. Like, that was like super nerdy, but I was into it. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. I like stuff like that, too. The reasons why, and you kind of see a theme, don't you? You kind of see a theme on the guys they get. I mean, we had two head coaches on there. And head coaches don't have to like the player, to be honest with you. They don't have to say anything nice about him at all. They're gone. But when they talk about, you know, being in the office early and getting there early, some of these head coaches and what they talk about the players, you start to see a theme of why they went after some of the players they did, like Omar Norman Lott, that led in pass rush efficiency from when he played. You're looking at Ashton Gelati, that led in pressures in college football. Noel Williams, who led in interceptions. And then, of course, there was yesterday's pick. They finally get a wide receiver in the fourth round with Jalen Royals. But you clearly see their excitement of getting Jalen Royals when they did, because he probably should have gone earlier.
He should have gone way earlier. He was a guy that I was expecting to come off the board late second, early third. So the fact that you could get him late fourth round and you didn't have to do any maneuvering to go get him, he just fell right into your lap there. That was really exciting. Like, when I saw that one come across, I was like, okay, that is exactly what the Chiefs were looking for as far as a wide receiver goes. Because, like, we talked about it going into day three. Is like, there's a lot of guys on the board that we thought were going to go day two. And so there's some value to be had in round four. And that's usually the round anyways where there's a few guys who kind of fall off of the board there, and you're kind of trying to see if you can find a way to get some value. And, you know, that was really where they were able to find that value there. And I was really excited about that pick.
I always look at competition, who they played. I remember sitting in with a John Dorsey little thing he had a couple years ago, his last couple years in Kansas City, where he invited people in to see kind of his thoughts and why he went.
I wish they did that still, but they don't. But I wish they did. Love to do that.
It was funny because, you know, he would look at film, but if they played Alabama, okay, I'll pay more attention to this. It depends on the competition that you played. And you look at this year, right? You look at Jalen Royals, right? Who'd they play this year? They played USC, they played Utah. Okay, Utah is interesting. Good defense, 4 catches, 44 yards against them. At USC, they lost that game 48-0, did Utah State, but he had 6 for 47. Okay, what do you do against Nevada, Las Vegas with Odom? Had a pretty good year. It was a good year. 10 for 155 against them. What stands out to me is Boise State. Yeah, they got drilled. 62-30, Utah State did to Boise State. But Boise State was the playoff team. He did have 9 catches for 211 yards, 2 touchdowns, a 23.4-yard average in that game, and he had 4 kickoff returns for 72 yards. So, again, a guy that can return kicks as well. But you always look, all right, who did you play? And what kind of performance did you have against those teams? It wasn't racking up 200 yards against University of New Mexico. I mean, he had 188 against them, but like that kind of gets thrown out. What'd you do against teams made the playoffs?
And here's the thing, is like he didn't really play around a ton of great talent. Didn't have a great quarterback situation.
Got a new coach this year.
He didn't have great coaching when he was there because now they have a brand new coach in Bronco Mendenhall.
But he stayed there.
And so it's like you're talking about a guy who he has not had the kind of support around him that he has now. And that, to me, is the most interesting thing about Jalen Royals, is that now he's in a situation where he's got the best quarterback in football. He's got a ton of other talent around him in the receiving core. And there's not going to be an expectation. We talked about this yesterday. There's not going to be an expectation for him to be that productive this year. There's the hope that he is. But I don't think anyone's going in here expecting him to have the kind of year that Xavier Worthy had last year. And that's really good. because whatever contribution you can get from him is great. And if he doesn't have that pressure on him, maybe that allows him to flourish a little more and he does become a contributor.
Because Sky Moore had pressure because that was the guy they selected. They needed a wide receiver help. Didn't live up to that pressure. Rashee Rice did. He led all rookie receivers in catches and yards. Only Puka was ahead of him as far as rookie receivers his rookie year. That panned out. Jalen Royals, man, not nearly as much pressure as a guy like Worthy last year.
Yeah.
And Worthy didn't have a ton at first because Hollywood Brown was here and Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, hey, rookie, you're now the lead dog.
Yeah, you got to be our number one wide receiver because those other two guys are down. And, you know, that was a tough situation. And X did the best that he could. He made the most of it. And he played. By the end of the season, he was by far their best receiver.
100%. Looking forward to see what he does. It's a wide receiver room, obviously, with Hollywood Brown. You got Xavier Worthy in there, Rashee Rice. A lot of good guys to, quote, learn from for Jalen Royals. But like all the other guys, a guy that loves football.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, whenever you listen to his presser that he did over Zoom after he got drafted, very intelligent player. You can tell he's got a nose for the game there. And I mean, this is a guy that after his second year at Utah State, he could have made the jump and went after and got more money in NIL.
Could have gone over to Utah and got a free Ram.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
Players trucks.
Yeah, like he had, after the 23 season, he had 71 catches for 1,080 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Yeah, no stranger to the end zone.
Incredibly productive. He could have gotten the bag easy, seven figures for one of these Power Four schools to come in and play receiver. And he decided to stay. And, you know, maybe that kind of contributed to his draft stock falling, but you can tell that that's a guy that is definitely down for the cause. And, you know, guys like that, you want on your team, especially.
And he's fast, quick. He's a breakaway type guy. This is the type of move that people around the league are going, oh, crap.
I know. It's like
Chiefs get more speed.
It's like, how did you let that guy fall to him? And it seems like it's the same thing that happened last year.
Well, they all have their chances.
Yeah. It's the same thing that happened where, how did you let him fall to them? Like, before the draft, like literally at the combine, after the combine, I was like, we did our podcast. So I was like, the league is going to do everything they can to prevent the Chiefs from getting Xavier Worthy because he fits what they look for. And it's like you look at Jalen Royals, you think somebody, one of these teams in the fourth round would be like, we need to make sure that he does not end up in red and gold.
Instead of being the Browns and drafting Gabriel and Sanders?
Yeah, which makes no damn sense. They need a wide receiver.
Taking two running backs?
Yeah, it took two running backs.
And Dylan Sampson?
They took the lesser of the two Ohio State running backs, and then they took another one in Dylan Sampson.
Like, I hate Cleveland.
Of all the teams, you have so many teams out there that made like redundant picks and whatnot. And yet this guy was sitting here in round four.
There he was. That's Jalen Royals right there, the wide receiver the Chiefs drafted. Of course, they get Jeffrey Bosa out of Oregon, the linebacker, and Breshard Smith, the running back at SMU. We'll tell you our thoughts on those guys when we come back. Welcome back to the Character Concerns NFL Draft Special. Final hour today, 6 to 9. Tomorrow night, wrapping up the 2025 draft and possibly looking ahead to 2026. Jay Binkley, Chris Onocero, Jacob Mustard producing the operation.
Brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and PowellExteriors.com.
Three trades by Brett Veach and the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. They traded 95 and a 2026 fourth rounder to the Patriots. For number 85. Also, they traded 164 and 226 for 156 to get Jeffrey Bosa. They traded with the Steelers. Then they traded the two seventh-round picks because they'd already jettisoned one of them, 251 and 257, to the New England Patriots for number 228 where they got Breshard Smith. Hey, shout-out New England. Brett Veach, Belichick and Andy Reid. Going back even to when he was in Philadelphia, they traded with New England. It was always kind of one of those things. All right, who are you going to trade? They had this little game going back and forth. They have been more than willing to trade the Chiefs, the Patriots have. Every time you see a trade, it's usually Kansas City, New England. They have been more, and of course, Vrabel, former Chief, and all that. It's a very good relationship between the Chiefs and Patriots when it comes to trade.
Yeah, they've been making a lot of moves here lately together.
They helped the Chiefs out a lot 2 years ago in 22.
Yep, they were really instrumental in getting Trent McDuffie. You know, obviously, like we saw with the Eagles as well, made a deal with Howie Roseman.
So they go mustard, Chiefs pick. And Patriots, man.
Yeah.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah, no, yeah. And they were able to turn that, they were able to use that to then move up and go get Jeffrey Bossa. So
they did move up and get Bossa. This is the one you're sitting there going, okay.
That was a head scratcher when it happened.
I mean, it's a good football player, clearly. Yeah. And they trust Dan Lanning, former guy from the area. His first coaching experience was Park Hill South, to be honest with you. He played in Richmond. He's head coach at Oregon and had a ton of success. But the position, they did hit the positions they needed. They hit offensive line, obviously, wide receiver, running back. But they went linebacker as well. Because usually it's getting a guy, and who's he going to replace? It's going to be Drew Tranquil's eventual replacement, 6'1", 228-pound linebacker that went to Oregon to be a defensive back. So he has that kind of acumen in his background. He didn't make All-Pac-12 a second team as a linebacker, but 236 tackles when he was there, 13.5 tackles for loss. He defended 7 passes, 4.5 sacks. From that line, he can play everywhere. Mike linebacker, probably where he'll be. He can play off-ball linebacker as well. Will, he can do several different things, but it's kind of a versatile guy that they like, these type of guys, the linebacker that can do everything. And can you cover? Obviously, former defensive back experience helps him be that nickel linebacker.
The big thing is coverage. That's going to be the most important thing, is him being able to go back and play coverage.
And he also wore that green dot, as they said, hearing from the scouts. The green dot is who calls the plays.
Basically the quarterback of the defense. And, you know, here's the thing. It's nice to have someone like that with capabilities like that, with Bolton and Tranquil as well. I think we look at this as more of this is Tranquil's last year with the team, and this is a way for them to kind of develop the next guy. But also, the coverage skills, I don't want to understate. That's very, very important, because today's NFL, linebackers are expected to be at least adequate in coverage.
And he can stay on the field. That's important.
Yeah, and that's important because, like, if y'all remember Nick Bolton's rookie year with the team, he only played 50% of snaps because he was awful in coverage.
Willie Gay was very good at it. He's the best coverage linebacker coming out of the draft when he was drafted.
Right. And so it's very important for the Chiefs to be able to make sure that they have a young crop of guys who can play in coverage. And, you know, we have seen some issues with that with Bolton in the past. I mean, he can be inconsistent in coverage even now. Same thing with Tranquil. But it's interesting to see a converted safety to a linebacker, him having that ability to play in coverage a little bit more, because he was, because you know how college safeties are. You are playing not only deep, but you are playing sometimes playing man coverage.
Playing against the run too.
You're playing against the run as well. Like these safeties now, a lot of times they operate.
A linebacker, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're almost a linebacker, but you also operate as like a slot corner a lot of times too. So there's versatility in that, and that's the reason why having someone with those kind of skills, I think, is really helpful for the Chiefs.
And the one thing about Bossa too is Brugler, Dane Brugler. We like his draft coverage quite a bit. His the beast that comes out. He was his number 4 linebacker. He had him number 99 overall. He goes 156. So if you're looking at value on that, 57 spots higher.
They found a lot of value because they did the same thing when they got Jaden Hicks last year out of Washington State. He was a second round grade by Brugler, and he went in the 4th round.
And Jim Nagy put this out on X, by the way. He was the former director of the Senior Bowl. He's now the general manager of the Oklahoma Sooners. He said Jeffrey Bossa was named the top linebacker on the national squad in a vote from the lineman, tight end, and running back position groups at practice player week of the Senior Bowl in 2025. So that's getting high praise when you get voted by the line, by the tight ends, and the running backs for your coverage. But Bossa from the national team was named top linebacker at the Senior Bowl. That's important.
Yeah, and that shows that he had the leadership qualities there, because, you know, all those guys out there, they got egos and whatnot. But to have someone like that be able to come in and kind of get everyone together and say, hey, this is what we need to do, and get everybody on the same page, those leadership qualities are things that teams like the Chiefs look for.
But to get themselves a coverage linebacker in Jeffrey Bossa. We'll take a timeout. One more hour to go of this draft special. Have 3 more hours for you tomorrow night. Josh Vernier takes over at noon. We'll talk about the running back position. Did the Chiefs get it right in the seventh round? We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.